Good evening. I'm Taryn Elsie, welcoming you to this live event. I'd like to thank everyone for taking time this evening to join us. Tonight, Senator James Malone will take your calls as he discusses constituent services with his office. Joining Senator tonight will be his constituent service outreach manager, Alyssa. Senator Malone will also be taking questions live during this discussion. As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question or join in on the conversation this evening, please press star 3 on your keypad to participate. So without any further delay, let me welcome State Senator James Malone.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our second telephone town hall. I'm Senator James Andrew Malone, and today we'll be talking with Alyssa from our district office about the services and assistance our offices can provide. Before we get started with Alyssa, I wanted to provide a brief update on the budget and the legislation I've been working on. As you might know, we passed the budget deadline without a final agreement. While I am disappointed that so much hangs in the balance, especially while families and our schools are facing uncertainty, I'm hopeful for a final agreement soon. The Pennsylvania House of Representatives has passed the budget package, and now the Senate is working on a response to their package. I'm continuing to push for a budget that invests in Lancaster's public schools and supports our first responders. I think safety and the future of our kids is the most important thing we can invest in right now. Governor Shapiro has put forward a strong plan to move towards a more fair funding for our public schools, and I'm proud to get behind his proposal. I am also supportive of the funding he's proposed to give our firefighters and police officers the resources they need to do their jobs more effectively and efficiently. On the legislative front, we had some big news last week. I attended a bill signing with Governor Shapiro for a piece of legislation that finally lifted Pennsylvania's ban on Sunday hunting. Now Pennsylvania has joined the 46 other states that allow hunting on Sundays. With this legislation, the Pennsylvania Game Commission can now open up more Sundays for hunting. This is great news because it gives people more opportunities to enjoy this important pastime on their days off. Lancaster is consistently one of the top counties statewide for hunting license sales. Hunting is an important part of our heritage, and now people will have more time to take part in it. As a minority chair of the Games and Fisheries Committee, I'm proud to have helped move this legislation forward. If you want to stay updated on my work in Harrisburg moving forward, you can sign up for my email newsletter. It goes out twice a month. To do that, go to senatormalone.com and scroll to the bottom of the homepage. One last update before we begin our conversation with Alyssa. You're invited to join us for our district office grand opening in Lititz this Friday from 5 to 7. The event will double as a hygiene product drive. People come by and donate items like soap, deodorant, diapers, or any other hygiene products you can spare for our neighbors in need. You'll find us at 301 East Main Street in Lititz. We'd love to see you there. Now, let's get into a conversation with Alyssa. Alyssa is my constituent services outreach manager in my district office. Alyssa, I'm glad to have you with us today. Would you mind starting by introducing yourself and telling us what constituent services are?
Thank you, Senator. I really appreciate the introduction. And hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us this evening and taking the time out of your busy schedule to hop on the call. So like the Senator said, my name is Alyssa Kovach. I am the Constituent Services Outreach Manager here at our district office in downtown Lititz. So great and important first question to dive into what constituent services mean. So before we do that, we'll take a look at what the word constituents means for those who may not know. So a constituent is a person who lives in a particular geographic area and is represented by an elected official in government. So if you live within the bounds of Pennsylvania Senate District 36, which includes Northern Lancaster County, you are one of the senator's constituents. Now, constituent services refers to the assistance and support that elected officials and their staff members provide to the people that they represent. These services are diverse, but they can include things like providing information and referrals, like directing constituents to the appropriate agency or office for their specific needs, or informing them about government programs. It could also look like helping constituents navigate government agencies and complicated bureaucratic processes like applying for benefits, obtaining records, or resolving problems within the different agencies. Since Senator Malone is your state senator, meaning he serves within the state legislature, our constituent service team here specifically assists with state government issues, but we can refer out for other issues like federal or local.
Thank you very much. So one of the first questions that I've got here, Alyssa, is many constituents appreciate receiving personalized citations or congratulatory letters for milestones like anniversaries and retirement. Could you explain the process for constituents to request these?
Sure thing. So our office is happy to send Senate citations, which are official documents that come from your state senator, to any constituents who are interested in receiving acknowledgement from the senator for different accomplishments, recent awards, and special occasions. We ask that constituents provide a minimum of 3 weeks' notice when they are requesting citations. To submit a citation request online, you can visit www.senatormalone.com/citations and complete the form on our website. It'll ask for things like contact information, the event date / the date that the citation is needed, the address to which the citation needs to be mailed to, what the citation is for, and further information on the person or the organization that is being recognized and receiving the citation. Once you complete the form on our website, you will click Submit on the bottom left of the form. From there, the request is then sent to us and our team here via email. I submit the request to our team in Harrisburg to have that citation printed, and then it is either typically mailed or hand-delivered to the constituent. For constituents who do not prefer to utilize online methods or may not have computer access, they can call our district office at 717-627-0036 to request Senate citations over the phone. Those who call in would ultimately be directed to me, and I would take all the information down that we would need. We love honoring achievements and special occasions for our constituents, and we will do so in any way we can.
Thank you, Alyssa. So another question that I have here is, which services do constituents most frequently request assistance with?
So the services constituents most frequently request assistance with include unemployment compensation, which falls under the Department of Labor and Industry, property tax / rent rebate applications, which are particularly popular right now, which falls under the Department of Revenue, and different PennDOT applications like driver services and whatnot. State agencies and different government forms can certainly be confusing. We are here to help all constituents of District 36 navigate issues with our state government. However, I will just put in a little caveat here that we are not lawyers, and unfortunately we cannot fill out any legal forms or things like that on behalf of constituents.
Thanks very much. Sarah, do we have some coming up?
Yep. So we have some online questions submitted earlier today. The first one's from Mary. What is the process for a constituent to receive help with state agency issues like DMV, unemployment, healthcare, or housing?
Thank you, Mary. So I'll touch base on this process a little bit here. So in order to receive assistance with a state agency, constituents can call our office or visit us in person. Like the senator said, our district office is located at 301 East Main Street in Lititz, or we have mobile office hours at alternative locations that I think we can chat a little bit more about later as well. But back to talking more about that process, once you contact our office, you'll be connected with someone from our constituent services team who is ready to serve you. We will take down all the necessary information and a description of the issue you're experiencing. From there, we will contact a legislative liaison from the appropriate state agency. These liaisons are specifically hired to work with Pennsylvania legislative offices and in order to resolve issues that constituents are having with that agency. We know that contacting state agencies in the state government on your own can be super difficult, and we're here to take that off your plate and essentially do the work for you. Once we hear back from that agency, we will keep you posted on the status of your case and essentially fill you in on every update that we receive until the case is resolved. Certain state agencies do require constituents to sign a privacy waiver or a form before we can work with them on your behalf, but our team will let you know if we need you to sign one before we contact the agency.
Senator, would you like to go for another online question?
Yeah, please. Let's keep those going.
Okay, there's another question. How long does it typically take to resolve a constituent case?
So we typically see a turnaround time of about 1 week. However, if resolution is expected to take longer than that for whatever reason, we'll keep our constituent updated every step of the way and keep them informed.
As a reminder for everyone on the phone call, if you would like to join in the conversation, please press star 3 at any moment to get your name into the queue for calls. We have another online question. Can you assist constituents who can't travel to the main office?
Absolutely. I'm really glad that this question came through. So while we can assist over the phone or via email, connecting face-to-face with our constituents is certainly important. We are offering mobile office hours at 3 alternative locations. The first location would be at Equita Public Library. That takes place every second Tuesday of the month. Equita Public Library is at 550 South Reading Road in Equita, and those would be hosted 2 to 5 p.m. on second Tuesday. Our next mobile office hour location takes place on third Thursdays of the month at the Mountjoy Township Building, located at 8853 Elizabethtown Road in Elizabethtown, and that's 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. on third Thursdays of the month. And finally, our last mobile office hour location takes place on fourth Thursdays at West Henfield Township Building, and that's located at 3476 Marietta Avenue in Lancaster. Those are held from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m., again, on fourth Thursdays.
Great, thank you. We had a question come in asking, can constituents receive help applying for state programs or benefits directly through your office?
Yes, absolutely. So we can assist with many applications for different state programs, including medical assistance, SNAP, PennDOT applications, state-issued licenses. Just to kind of show an example of this, recently one of our constituent service team members helped a constituent by the name of Melissa H. secure her medical assistance benefits. She was struggling to get them approved due to some lack of income verification documents and whatnot. And luckily, our team was able to work with her and the Department of Human Services here in Pennsylvania, which administers medical assistance, to send them the documents they needed and ultimately get her approved for her medical assistance benefits.
Hey, thanks for sharing that, real-life case study there, Alyssa. I think that helps people get a good understanding of what we've got going on. Do we have some of our live call questions?
Let's see. We have one more online question, if you don't mind, Andy.
Absolutely.
How do you ensure that underserved or non-English speaking communities are aware of and can access your services?
That's an excellent and important question. So our office actually utilizes a third-party live interpreter service called Proprio. It provides video and over-the-phone translation services in over 125 different languages in order for us to serve our constituents who are non-English speaking or maybe English isn't their first language and things like that.
And to add to that, we're also in our media, we are reaching out to all of our different communities. We're aware that even though many of us are restricted to a monolingual experience, we have a lot of folks that do not speak English, and just like we don't speak multiple languages. So we are reaching out in our media to be sure that we're getting word out to all of our constituents that we're here to serve them.
Quick reminder for everyone on the phone call, if you would like to join in and ask the Senator or Alyssa a question, with the topic we're discussing is constituent services, please just press *3 at any time during this telephone town hall, and we'll get you in the queue. Senator, we are going to go live with Stephen. Stephen, you're live.
Yes, hello, Senator Malone. Thank you for holding this town hall, and I wanted to thank you for including seemingly everyone across the spectrum. I'm a Republican, and I'm thankful that you reach out to everyone.
Absolutely, and not being flippant at all, it is my job to serve all of the constituents that are in our district, so I appreciate it. What's your question?
My question, and then a quick recommendation, my question is what kind of movement do you think we can anticipate seeing going forward in budget for a state to fulfill its obligation to the funding of the public education system pursuant to the Commonwealth Court decision? We'll wait to hear your response on that. The recommendation that I would make to you is to consider holding in-person town hall meetings as well. Some folks...
Well, thanks. So on the question, I said at the opening, we have a proposal that came over. Obviously, we're going to review that, and we're going to have some discussions with our Republican leadership in our Senate to see where they're willing to move forward on this or not. But I know that the Democratic caucus in both sides of the House are committed to fully funding our public education, and I know many Republicans are committed to fully funding education. So it just comes down to, do we have enough willpower to move that within the budget, through the committee, through appropriations, and then back out onto the Senate floor in such a way that we can really get this done. Whether that happens quickly or not really depends on the Republican leadership right now, and the appropriations. Of course, our neighbor as far as the Pennsylvania senatorial district, Scott Martin, is part of that appropriation. So I would encourage anyone that really feels strongly for that public education to reach out to him, reach out to his office, let them know that you are positive for supporting and covering and meeting that legal obligation. And beyond that, I really can't promise anything except for that I will continue to try to push for that happening. I do believe that it is a greater benefit to our district to have that fully funded public education system. And then on the other side, we are looking at when and how we can best function for a in-person town hall. Obviously, there's been a lot of violence in our nation, specifically towards state elected officials, And so that has run some concern on how we set things up in a way that is safe, not just for me or my staff, but also for our constituents, so that everyone can gather together and have a productive in-person discussion and not feel threatened by the environment. But we are looking into how we can manage that. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator. Quick reminder for all the participants on the phone call. If you'd like to join and ask a question, *3 on your telephone at any time. Senator, we are going to go live with Ann. Ann, you are live.
This is Ann Pyle. I'm in District 6902. I was wondering if we know anything yet, maybe it's too early, about how the big, beautiful bill is going to affect us in Pennsylvania. I'm a little worried about how it's going to affect SNAP, education, everything about our citizens in Pennsylvania. And I don't know whether or not our state representatives, you and Shapiro and everybody else, is trying to figure out how we can counter that.
Thank you. So the right now, the most immediate impacts from the Big Beautiful Bill are related to SNAP and Medicaid, but we are looking through all of the different articles and provisions, when they come into play, and how they will affect our federal budget. And then as far as education, we're also looking at what the impact will be for our various school districts because of the changes in the funding, specifically related to food care and those natures, which are pieces that are directly within that H.R. 1. Which, you know, some call Big Beautiful Bill, it's officially H.R. 1. And some of the impacts are pretty intense, and obviously no state has the funding to completely cover them, so we're trying to figure out how to mitigate and reduce those risks as much as possible to our most vulnerable people. And you know, I'm sorry I don't have extreme details right now. I really wish I did. But we are looking through it and trying to figure out how we can best mitigate those shortcomings.
Thank you, Senator. We are going to move ahead with Judith. Judith, you are live.
Hi. Good evening. My question is pretty simple. I'm wondering how, as a constituent, I can help you, or how we can help you in your efforts. Are there phone calls we can make, places we can show up? How can we best support your efforts?
Hi, Judith. It's Alyssa again.
There you go. Yeah, I was going to ask Alyssa to add in as far as our direct office.
Perfect.
And how to best get a hold and help us.
Thank you, Senator. So, excellent question. So, essentially, how to support our efforts involves reaching out to our office with any opinions or concerns. Again, our phone number here in Lytx is 717-627-0036. The Senator and our Constituent Services team are really looking to hear from and directly engage with our constituents and what impacts their daily lives.
And then in addition to that, when we do have bills in a committee or in appropriations, reaching out to the members of those committees, the members of appropriations, and voicing that, you know, you support and why you support bills. And I know a lot of times people get really excited about form letters because they're easy and just fill my name and hit send and that kind of thing. But honestly, it's more impactful to have a direct communication, even if it's a postcard or, you know, just taking 5 minutes to write what that is that is meaningful to you in regard to that appropriation. For example, we were just talking about the education, public education funding. If you aren't quite sure who the members are or how to find them, again, reach out to our district office, and our constituent services can help guide you through those items. Thank you.
All righty, Senator. Our next caller is Jerry. Jerry, you are live.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call, Senator. I live in Mount Joy, Pennsylvania, in a retirement community, and I've only been in the district a little over 2 years, but I was just questioning whether your staff or yourself had ever thought about either contacting these retirement communities and maybe setting up an information session. Because, you know, I think the elderly people like myself don't always keep up with what's available to them. So that was just a suggestion that I had. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate that. We are in contact with our different senior citizen and active living communities in our district. And so if you haven't seen us, you will see us soon. Alyssa, do you have anything to add to that?
Thank you, Senator. Hi, Jerry. I do have a couple of things to add here. First, thank you so much for your question and joining this evening. That is a wonderful idea about connecting with the different retirement homes. We are certainly going to look into that and explore that idea a little more. I will plug here, we are hosting a senior fair this upcoming September, and that senior fair will be held on Tuesday, September 16th. Just be on the lookout for different correspondence from our office regarding more details on that fair, but I think it would be an excellent opportunity to engage with especially folks who are living in retirement communities and things like that. But thank you so much for the question.
Thank you, Senator and Alyssa. We are going to go live with our next caller. Linda, you are live.
Thank you, Senator, for taking my call. My question is, with the impending federal cuts in SNAP and Medicaid, which will not occur probably until after the midterms, I was wondering if you have any thoughts on how to help the constituents in your district when these cuts come about, to SNAP and to Medicaid.
Yeah, thank you. Right now we're encouraging folks to really support and give to our existing food banks and to really work in more of our community gardens. And we're doing that through Hunger PA, I think is what it's called. Some other more local resources. Personally, I grew up with some food insecurity in my childhood, so I'm very aware of one extreme benefit and difference, reduced and free lunch programs and food assistance for children can make. So I'm definitely something that I want to be sure that we are staying aware of. But right now, that's kind of where we're at, is to try and make that encouragement. And, you know, I'll say it probably a billion times, but no one agency or, you know, a community group can make up the vast amount of support that we were getting up through July 4th of 2025 from the federal government. If you looked at just food provisions, out of every 10 meals that we covered as far as cost, one of those meals were covered by state, the other 9 were covered by federal funds. So it is a big undertaking, and it is one where we're going to have to ask people to be aware of, you know, your neighbors, and, you know, if they're low, you know, and you have the resources, then look on how to reach out. We're not talking about, you know, looking at who has more and, you know, those kind of things, but literally, do people have enough? They have enough to survive. And, you know, we will continue to work to see what we can do at the state and county and local levels. But it is going to come down to neighbors helping neighbors at every level. And so I'm sorry that that's not a explicit how-to, but it is kind of the formula that we're going to have to work with.
Thank you, Senator. We're going to go live with Shonda. Shonda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Well, my question is, what assistance do you have for small businesses?
So we can definitely put you in contact with our Pennsylvania Chamber and our Lancaster County Chamber of Commerce, or, you know, business entities currently. I think just in Lancaster alone, there's something like 1,400 members, you know, spread across, you know, many different businesses. And there are a lot of programs that are set up to assist and grow our small businesses, our new businesses. So if you reached out to Lisa and our team, we could get you in contact with the right people in those chambers.
Thank you, Senator. We have one last online submitted question. This question is from Mark. Mark asks, how do you determine which issues fall within your jurisdiction, versus those of other offices?
I'm not 100%. Go ahead, Alyssa. I was just going to say I'm not 100% sure that I understand the question.
So sorry, Senator. So just to kind of dive through this a little bit, our constituent service team is trained to assess constituent issues through a pretty simple vetting process. So first, when you contact our office, we'll ask for a description of your issue and also ask any necessary probing questions to determine what kind of issue it is. So is it state? Is it federal? Is it local? Is it a legal issue? Et cetera. For any state issues, like we mentioned previously, we're able to assist directly and kind of take care of that here in-house. For federal or local issues, we will refer you to the appropriate federal legislative office. So, for example, Senator Spenderman or Senator McCormick, Representative Lloyd Snucker, or the appropriate municipal office. So maybe you're working with Warwick Township, places like that. For legal issues, again, we kind of touched on this, but we will make the appropriate referral to, for you to connect with an attorney. Unfortunately, our staff is not able to give any legal advice or anything of that nature.
Thank you.
All right, Senator. Oh, sorry. I was going to say, I'm going to toss it to you to finish out your remarks, but that is all that we have for questions.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. Alyssa, thank you so much for talking with us and for all of your excellent work. To all the listeners, remember my office is here for you. If you have any needs or questions about things we talked about tonight, give us a call or stop by the office. All the information you need to find us is at senatormalone.com. Thank you again, everyone. We hope to see you Friday at our district office grand opening in Lititz at 5 p.m. Until then, take care and have a good night.